They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so
very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Maybe a little Blue Claws history tonight. We'll see. Jersey Shore enters having won 7 games in a row and looking for win number 8. If they get it, it would tie the Blue Claws franchise record for most consecutive wins. They've won 8 games in a row on 2 different occasions, once in 2017 and once in 2016. Blue Claws are 16-13. Phillies affiliates, they'll send right-hander Stevenson Jimenez to the mound, 1-4 with a 6.17 ERA. And Wilmington, 15-12. Nationals affiliates will send right-hander Luke Young, 2-0 with a 2.70 ERA. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, I'm pretty excited, really. Let's see if the Blue Claws can make history, as you alluded to, and notch that 8th victory tonight. And also, a little bit of a hitting streak going on here. And Leandro Pineda, who has hit safely now in his last 9 games, and he's starting to pick up where he left off last year when he was really hot, got off to a slow start this year, but now has picked it up and has his hitting streak going. So before the ball game, of course, we spoke to the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski, a little bit about the winning streak and about some various topics linked up with tonight's game. And on this Thursday, we're set to go here. We're back in the manager's office with the Bull, the skipper, Greg Brodzinski of the Blue Claws. Greg, 7 straight wins, an 8th tonight would tie the franchise record. Your thoughts?
I think that's awesome. Didn't know until you had mentioned it, but I think that's, a great accomplishment. That shows a lot of like what this team's been doing up late. And, you know, hopefully we keep it rolling tonight and keep piling the wins up.
Yesterday, Sam Aldeguerri, the lefty, sort of gutted through six innings. Maybe didn't have his best stuff. He walked five, which is unusual for him. He did strike out seven, got some clutch strikeouts. Talk about his effort yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was, you know, he's throwing the ball great all season. You know, it shows obviously in his ERA and you know, him being 3-0 as a starter this year. I think, like you kind of mentioned, it's one of those days where you might not feel your best or have your best stuff or the best command or whatever it was for Aldi yesterday, but he competed his butt off, you know, for all six innings. He got out of tight jams when he needed to. He made a pitch when he needed to, and it was great to see that because it's easy, you know, when you're rolling and you're throwing the ball great and it's, you know, pretty clean innings every time, to continue to keep doing it. But whenever, you know, you have some adversity and he got into some tough situations that he got himself out of. So it was great to see that. And like you said, you know, a little bit more walks than he's usually had, but still had the seven strikeouts and really, really, really made some pitches when he needed to.
On the offensive side, Leandro Pineda on a nine-game hitting streak now, hit his third home run of the season yesterday. He seems to be in a nice groove right now, Pineda.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of what we're seeing right now is the hitter we saw the last 2 months of the season, last year when he was here. It's been great to see, obviously, you know, the beginning. You know, a lot of these guys were battling through, trying to find it a little bit, and he really has lately, and he's turned it on. And it's exciting to see because he has, you know, tons of ability, just like all the rest of the guys in our locker room, a lot of talent, and strong kid, great body, and it's really showing. He's been swinging the bat really well, you know, hitting balls really hard when they come off the bat, and, you know, there's a huge homer yesterday to put us ahead.
As far as position players are concerned, Ryan Leitch makes his first start of the season behind the plate tonight. He's been here all year, just hasn't been able to squeeze into the lineup. Tonight he does. Tell us what you look for from him. What sort of a catcher player is he?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited for Ryan and you know, him being in there tonight, getting the opportunity to catch. And he's been phenomenal all season. He's been an unbelievable teammate. You know, as you know, he's been up here. He's been on the development list and kind of, you know, in a floating type role as a third catcher. Mm-hmm. And there just has been a lot of opportunity for him. And you know, since he's been activated, I'm really excited to get him in there. And you know, he's got a lot of power. I think you see that when you watch batting practice. You know, right-handed swing and can really impact the baseball. And he's really solid and steady behind the plate. You know, he's been here. He's, you know, worked his butt off in the bullpen, defensive work. He knows our pitchers through and through, you know, catching them every single day. And, you know, so I'm excited to see him get out there, get an opportunity, and see what he can do.
On their side, their catcher, Romero, threw out Crawford the other night trying to steal. Justin's not in the lineup, but tonight getting an evening off. He also threw out Marion Boyd twice. No easy feat, and he'll be behind the plate tonight. Boyd is in the lineup. Does his prowess behind the plate deter your running game at all?
No, I don't think, not at all. He's a really good catch and throw guy, and he has a great arm, and he's accurate, and, you know, he showed it in that opening game of the series. And I think when you have a guy like that, it's a good test for our speed on our team and our runners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some teaching moments come up where you can talk about, you know, picking which pitches to run on and which counts to go in and having more of a mindset behind why and what we do and why we do it. Because as these guys move up, you know, the catchers across the board are going to be more like the Romero behind there than other guys. So it's continuing for them to run the bases hard and learn, you know, what their limits are, especially, you know, knowing the pitcher's times of the plate and understand, you know, breaking ball counts and, you know, good times to go, good times not to go. But, yeah, it doesn't, you know, good catch and throw guy doesn't deter the speed that we got.
All right. Well, hopefully it pays off again tonight as the Blue Claws seek their eighth victory in a row. Good luck.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski earlier today with Tony. Pitching preview looks like this, and it's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Stevenson Jimenez for Jersey Shore is a 22-year-old right-hander out of San Felipe, Venezuela. 23 and a third innings, 27 hits, a 6.17 ERA, but he's walked only 8, and he struck out 24, so maybe pitch better, at least based on this, the walk ratio, certainly than that ERA would indicate. Had a good outing last time against Bowling Green a week ago last Thursday. 5 innings, 6 hits, and 2 runs. He's went 5 innings in each of his last 2 starts. And most of the damage that he's allowed came in one game in Hickory on April 14th when he allowed 8 runs in 4 innings. If you take that out, it's 8 runs in 19 and the 3rd innings and a, you know, ERA right around 4 for as Stevenson Jimenez goes by the Jimmy. 4-8 with a 3.60 ERA last year with Clearwater. Luke Young on the mound for Wilmington, the Blue Rocks tonight, an 11th round pick in 2022 out of Midland Junior College in Midland, Texas. And he's pitched very well this year. His first taste of high A baseball, 2-0 with a 2.70 ERA, 26 and two-thirds innings, 20 hits. He's walked 7, and he has struck out 22. And Luke Young, 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, gave up 3 home runs in his last game against Hudson Valley back on May the 1st.
Greg, Luke Young is from Wall High School. So when I saw that, I went, really? Because there's a Wall High School right up the road here. But upon further inspection, it's Wall High School in Wall, Texas. So it's not exactly around the corner after all. But that was a bit of a shock when I saw that Wall High School. I had never heard of him being a local, and he is not. But he's out on the mound tonight, Greg, as you noted, and he has one of the better ERAs in the league, just outside the top 10 with his 2.70 ERA.
Tony mentioned Leandro Pineda on a 9-game hitting streak, and he is now 15 for 35 in that stretch, raising his average 95 points from 196 to 291. And as Bull noted, Tony, on the pregame show, it's like he was in the second half last year when he had 298 with an 852 OPS. In the first half last year, he had 193 with a 607 OPS. So he's really picked up the pace.
We'll see if the Blue Claws starting depth continues tonight with Jimenez on the hill. Blue Claws starters have now thrown 142 innings over their 29 games, and that's the most in all of high A baseball. Quad Cities, which is a Royals affiliate, is second as far as innings goes with 141.1. Blue Claws starters have an ERA of 2.60. That is second best in high A and is best in the South Atlantic League. The Blue Claws starter, including yesterday, has thrown at least 5 innings in 19 of their 29 games. Cabrera, who went 6 yesterday, has 2 7-inning starts and a 6-inning stint. And Cabrera went on Tuesday, and Aldeguerre, who pitched yesterday, has 2 6-inning starts and a 6 2/3 innings outing. Braden Fosnock, who is the reigning Sour League Pitcher of the Week, has 2 6-inning starts. So starting pitching has really stood out this year for Jersey Shore. One of the reasons that the Blue Claws are on this winning streak, one of the reasons that they're in a three-way tie for second place now in the South Atlantic League. They were down near the bottom when this winning streak began, but now they're in a virtual tie with Wilmington and Brooklyn for second place. Jersey Shore is 16-13. Wilmington is 15-12. Brooklyn is 16-13. So Jersey Shore in a tie there with Brooklyn. And then Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, leads the pack with a record of 16-11. When this homestand started for the Blue Claws, they were down in the dumps, but they have risen now and they're in contention.
North Dover Elementary School will perform the national anthem today. We'll carry it for you right now. Now.
Thank you.
job by North Dover Elementary School with the national anthem tonight. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Jamboree. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, who are 15-12. Jersey Shore, high-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 16-13. And Blue Claws have won 7 in a row. We'll send right-hander Stevenson Jimenez to the mound tonight, 1-4 with a 6.17 ERA against right-hander Luke Young, who's 2-0 with a 2.70 earned run average this season. Blue Claws have won the first two games of this series. Yesterday, holding on for a 2-1 win over the Blue Rocks. Sam Aldegary went 6 innings, allowed 1 run, and then 3 Blue Claws relievers combined to close it out. Andrew Walling got the last 3 outs for the save. So Jersey Shore looking for an 8th win in a row tonight, which would tie the franchise record for consecutive wins. They won 7 in a row in 2017 and 8 in a row in 2017 and 8 in a row in 2016 as well. So a little Blue Claws history maybe, Tony, here tonight. We'll see. Blue Claws have been playing their best baseball of the season, and they've gone from 4.5 out to just 1 game out in a very bunched up SAL North. They're one of 5 teams within 1 game of first place entering the action tonight.
Right. Well, we mentioned about the standings, and just to review, the Greensboro in first place, the Pirates affiliate 16-11, then Wilmington 15-12. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn 16-13, and you have Hudson Valley and the Yankees affiliate 14-12. Jersey Shore goes there next week, and then Aberdeen, the Orioles affiliate, is 15-14. As you can see, all the teams in the Sally League North are over 500, and only one team in the SAL South, the division leader Rome, the Braves affiliate, is over 500. They are 15-12.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And Bowling Green was in first place in the South when they came here.
Yeah.
And then the Blue Claws beat them 5 out of 6, winning the last 5 in that series. They are in second now at 500 at 14-14. Everybody else is under 500.
Here's the lineup to face of Stevenson Jimenez for Bowling Green. Daylon Lyle leads off in center, then Kevin Mane in short, and Trey Harris in right for Wilmington. I think I said Bowling Green. Brandon Bossier is playing first base, bats fourth, and Paul Witt at third. Viandel Pena's at second base, he'll hit sixth, then Maxwell Romero, the catcher. Will Frizzell will DH, he's batting eighth, and batting ninth in left is Philip Glasser. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center in Toms River. Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So here's Daylon Lyle to get things going for Wilmington. He's a left-handed batter with a center fielder, and he will lead it off here against Stevenson Jimenez. Lyle from Louisville, Kentucky, was a second-round pick in 2021 out of Trinity High School. 271, no home runs, 9 runs batted in. 636 for the first pitch tonight, and it's inside to the lefty at 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 1-0. Game time temperature. Here's a fly ball hit well deep down the right field line, hooking into the corner, and it is gone. Yes, home run. Hit off the chain link fence atop the padded wall down the right field line, fair by just a few feet. It's a home run for Daylon Lyle, his first of the season, and just like that, Wilmington has a 1-0 lead.
2 pitches into the game, and Wilmington is on the board. They came in tonight, Greg, last in the Sally League in home runs with 9, so that is number 10. And an inauspicious start here for Jimenez, but hopefully he'll get it settled down. But that was an impressive leadoff home run for Lyle.
And a slider in there, strike to Kevin Mane in the count, nothing at 1. Lyle hit 9 home runs last year, 7 with Fredericksburg and 2 with Wilmington. Spent most of the year with their low A team in Fredericksburg before a late season promotion to Wilmington where he played 40 games. But 10 homers last year, and that's the 15th of, excuse me, the 9 homers last year. That's the 10th of his career. Popped up by Monty behind the plate. Leach over the catcher. Reyes coming down. It's Leach tries to make a one-handed catch and drops the ball. So that'll be an E2 on Ryan Leach. Tried to make a one-handed basket catch with his helmet in his right hand, Tony. I don't know why he didn't just flip the mask away and make a two-handed catch, but he didn't. So that'll be an E2 on Leach. And Mate gets a new fresh shot here. Count is 0-2. Kind of just ho-hummed after that. Here's a ground that is short right there. And bobbling it, Brito recovers, throws low, and Reyes picks it, but he's safe. So that'll be an E6 on Eric Brito, the shortstop. And the Blue Claws have given up a home run and made two errors. And the game is two batters old.
Well, unfortunately for Jersey Shore, you can't call for a do-over.
A mulligan?
Yeah. This thing restarted here, but let's see if Jimenez can settle down. Of course, Wilmington is due to break out. Now, the Blue Claws have helped him a little bit here on that last hitter.
First pitch, a strike.
They've really struggled, not only in the long ball department, but overall offensively this season.
Trey Harris, the batter, the right fielder, 7 for 32, 3 RBIs. And that one inside almost hit him. And it's 2 balls, no strikes.
They're 10th in the 12-team Sally League in hitting with a batting average of 204. Hard to believe, but there are two other teams lower than that.
Well, we still had two teams hitting 240. That was it yesterday. Yeah. Breaking ball fouled off to the right out of play. Now the count 2-1.
Blue Claws are one of those.
Yeah, Asheville's at 244, but Blue Claws are at 242, and everybody else in the league is below 240. So Harris at 2-1. Runner at first is Mata. He's got 6 stolen bases on the season already, held by Reyes, and the pitch line towards shallow right center. Boyd cutting over, and the center fielder makes a one-handed running catch for out number one. Back to first goes Mate. A hard hit ball,
yeah.
But Boyd runs it down. Defensively for Jersey Shore, remember, day off for Crawford. So we have Kate Ferguson left, Amarian Boyd in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. Zach Arnold at third. Aaron Brito is at short. Otto Kemp at second, Felix Reyes at first, and Ryan Leach making his first start of the season behind the plate. Here's a little blooper into shallow left field. Fergus charging on. He's there, moving toward the line, makes the grab, and that's out number two. That'll bring up Paul Witt as Brandon Bossier flies out of the first pitch he sees from Jimenez. And here's Witt, 7 for 37 for the former VCU Ram. One home run and 4 runs batted in. With a right-handed batter, Jimenez from the belt. Here's the pitch, and a slider catches the outside corner, a strike. And the count is nothing and one. So Jersey Shore down 1-0 on the leadoff home run by Galen Lyle to start things here in the top half of the first. 0-1, punched foul over the screen out of play. And the count is nothing and two. Well, considering, Tony, a home run on the second pitch, 2 errors, allowing Mate to reach base. 2 batters into the game. If Jimenez can get out of this first inning, only the 1 run, that would be all right. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. Snuck the fastball by him, 94 miles an hour. Strike 3, and the inning is over. 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors, 1 left. We have played half an inning, and it's Wilmington 1, and the Blue Claws coming to bat. On Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the first inning in Shoretown. Blue Claws trailing 1-0. Imari and Boyd hitting it off in center field against right-hander Luke Young. Otto Kemp at second base will bat second. Then Leandro Pineda in right. Pineda's got a 9-game hitting streak. Felix Reyes at first base bats the cleanup spot. Then Jordan Disson is DHing. Kate Ferguson left field will bat sixth. First pitch is ripped in the air by Boyd deep into left field. Glasser going back toward the track, reaching up, can't get it. And it one hops off the left center field wall. Boyd sprints into second, makes a turn and holds. With a double. So Imari and Boyd on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning doubles one hop off the left center field wall, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. Just to finish up the lineup, Zach Arnold hits seventh and third, then Ryan Leach, the catcher, and Eric Brito at short. And Tony, two pitches and a home run for Wilmington in the top of the inning. Daylon Lyle, a homer, and one pitch and a double for Imari and Boyd.
Yeah, a lot of excitement on first pitches here in this opening inning.
Here's Otto Kemp, who has a big hole on the right side. Boyd held on, or kept close, I should say, by Pena, the second baseman. And the fastball is up and away from the right-hander, Luke Young, in the count 1-0. Young, 26 and two-thirds innings, 20 hits, 7 walks, 22 strikeouts, and a 2.70 ERA over his 5 games this season. 1-0 on Kemp, who's 16 for 49, swings and misses, 1-1. Otto at 327. No homers, 8 RBIs, 7 for his last 14. He was actually 7 for 11 going into yesterday's game when he went 0 for 4 in the morning game, the 2-1 Blue Claws win. 1-1, the count on Kemp. Boyd dancing off of second, and the pitch is lying sharply in the air to center. Coming on Lyle, he's there, makes the catch. Boyd heads back to second, draws a throw, but can't go anywhere. He holds on. So Kemp lines out, hit it pretty hard, 96 off the bat. But there's one away for Leandro Pineda. So, Tony, last year there were two Pinedas, first half and second half, and we're getting the second half Pineda here in the first half, at least over the last week and a half. 15 for his last 35. 9-game hitting streak. He's up to 291, 3 homers, 14 ribbies. All 3 of his home runs have been here in Lakewood. Last year he had 193 in the first half and 298 in the second half. And the pitch to Leandro, a little high. The count 1-0. They snuck Mate in behind Boyd, and then Young pitched the ball. It was a huge hole on the left side, but it was up and out of the zone. Boyd, 6 for 9 on the season stealing bases, but 0 for 3 this week. Curveball inside, 2-0. The catcher, Maxwell Romero, threw Boyd out twice in the first game of the series on Tuesday, and then yesterday, Imarian singled in the 7th inning and got thrown out trying to steal second by their other catcher, Matt Sooks. 2-0 on Pineda, and Young's pitch is driven foul down the left field line. 2 balls and 1 strike.
Well, Boyd probably won't be attempting to steal here, especially with a left-hand batter up. But we spoke with Greg Brzezinski about that before the ballgame, about how well the catchers have been throwing for Wilmington. He says it will not deter Jersey Shore's running game.
And the 2-1 is high, ball 3, 3-1. The one thing he also said, not taking anything away from Romero, he right. made some great throws, but he said that the pitcher that started the game on Tuesday, Brian Caceres, was one of the quicker guys to the plate. 3-1, foul back, good swing. And it's full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felix Reyes. Already next for Jersey Shore. Down 1-0 here in the first inning. Nice crowd on hand tonight. Thirsty Thursday. Temperatures in the low 60s. But no rain, and forecast improved overnight. Pineda fouls another one back into the screen. The count is still 3-2. Went to sleep last night thinking that we'll see what happens today.
Yeah.
Probably have to put the tarp on the field in the afternoon, and we'll go from there. But nope, it's been covered up all day. 3-2 on Leandro. Boyd leading off of second. No score. Or sorry, 1-0 Wilmington, bottom of the first. And the pitch is a fastball high, ball four. That's a really nice at bat by Pineda. And he works the walk. So that walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son. Friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son, the company you can trust since 1909. That was a seven pitch at bat as Pineda walks in. Here's Felix Reyes at 217 with a home run and nine runs batted in.
Now here, Greg, with a right-handed batter up, you might see Boyd get a little more frisky off the second base.
Yeah, especially with one out. You probably wouldn't see with two out, but maybe with one out. Catcher Romero goes out to talk to Young, and conference broken up by the home plate umpire, Davian Fry. Fry is behind the plate, Stone Garber on the bases, and yes, that's the same alignment as yesterday, for whatever the reason. But it is Garber behind the plate tonight for the second straight game. So here's Reyes. Big right-handed batter from Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. Luke Young out of the stretch. The pitch is a fastball. That's low. And it's one ball and no strikes. Young has thrown six innings twice already this year. Six shutout innings on both April 19th against Greenville and then April 25th against Brooklyn. He's had a very good start to his season. One ball, no strikes to Reyes. And it's a breaking ball way outside. And a count 2-0. Jordan Disson is prepping for his at-bat of the on-deck circle. And Jersey Shore down a run but threatening in the bottom of the first. Looking for what would tie a club record in the eighth straight win. 2-0 on Reyes. Fastball on the inside corner called strike. So two balls and one strike on Felix. One home run this year was in Hickory the second week of the season. He had 10 last year between Clearwater and then one memorable walk-off with the Blue Claws. Hits this one on the ground softly up third. Witt catches it, but foul ground. And the count 2-2. Right. The man they call the Big Puma.
Reyes. Reyes hasn't hit thus far this season at 217. They'd certainly like to get him going. Big cleanup hitter for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, last year, Reyes had the best zone contact percentage of any player in the Phillies system. And the 2-2 is popped up on the infield. That will be an infield fly coming down from first base is Bossier to make the catch. And Reyes got sawed off. And there are two men away. He will want that one back. And it looked to me that it was off the plate inside. And that's what it said on the Hawkeye system, too. That would have been ball four. Here's Jordan Disson now, 182, two homers and 12 RBIs. Leandro Pineda has passed Disson for the team lead. Leandro's up to 14, but Jordan's had a good productive year driving some runs in, and he takes a curveball inside, and it's one and oh, both his home runs were in Hickory as well, the second week of the season. Jordan, 12th round pick 2 years ago out of Saddleback College in California. 1-0, and that's a little high. Two balls, no strikes. Disson spent 1 year at Richmond before relocating to Saddleback. Where he played very well in his one season there, then was drafted by the Phils. Clearwater last season. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three. Cade Fergus is on deck. 1-0 Wilmington. Dalen Lyle home run on the second pitch of the game for the Blue Rocks, who are in their road grays today. Blue Claws in their home whites. Greg Brodzinski coaching at third. Orlando Munoz at first. 3-0 on Disson with two out. And runners at first and second. Fastball is outside. They throw behind the runner at first, but it's ball four anyway. And that will load up the bases for Cade Fergus. So second walk in three batters for Luke Young. And the Blue Claws have Boyd at third, Pineda at second, Disson at first with two out. And here's Fergus. Cade from George Washington University as Mark DeFelice makes his way out to the mound to have a talk with Luke Young.
Go ahead.
He's been a pitching coach in the system for a few years. I remember when he was with Hagerstown, and he pitched the big leagues for the Brewers. So here's Fergus, who hit a home run on Friday that gave the Blue Claws a win, broke a 3-all tie in the bottom of the sixth inning against Bowling Green. 233, two homers, four ribbies. Bases loaded, two out in the first. 1-0 rocks. Breaking ball, strike. And the count, 0-1. Cade wearing yellow spikes tonight, bright yellow cleats, deep in the righty box, standing in there at 6'3" tall. And Luke Young deals the 0-1, chased the slider way outside. And the count is 0-2. Yeah, that one wasn't close.
Nope.
So Cade digs himself a hole here, 0-2. Boyd doubled on the first pitch, the bottom of the first inning. He's in third. Pineda walked, is at second. Disson walked, he's at first with two men out. And Cade that time lays off the slider outside. It's 1-2. 23 pitches now for Luke Young, the right-hander. The Claws trying to capitalize on that leadoff double by Boyd and a pair of walks. But Ferguson, a 1-2 hole with two out, and the pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Slider got him, strike three, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit, no errors, and three left. We have played one inning, 1-0 Wilmington here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So we go to the top of the second inning. And Wilmington has a 1-0 lead on the home run by David Lyle. And Stevenson Jimenez got the last 3 outs. And we'll get Villa Del Peña, Maxwell Romero, and Will Frizzell. 6, 7, and 8 for Wilmington. So the Claws have been home since last Tuesday. Breaking ball in there for a strike. They are 7-1 on the homestand in those 8 games. Opposing hitters. Here's a liner back up the middle by Pena into center, a base hit. He was at 236 before that single and aboard at first now with nobody out for Maxwell Romero, the catcher. That was 94 off the bat. So in those games, Tony, that's 6 games with Bowling Green and 2 with Bloomington. Opposing hitters are 3-for-52. Think about that. 3-for-52 with runners in scoring position. 0-58. Of course, Lyle hit a solo homer. Nobody in scoring position as Romero swings and misses, and the count 0-1. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Stevenson Jimenez. On deck, Will Frizzell, then Philip Glasser for the Blue Rocks, who lead it 1-0. Yeah, I mean, 3-for-52 is almost impossible. That's in the dirt. Kicks to the right of Leach, who picks it up and has no throw. And good read by Pena, and that'll be a wild pitch. to allow him to advance down to second base. That ball did not bounce that far away from Leach, but as soon as it hit the dirt, Pena was off. And now there's a runner in scoring position for Wilmington with nobody out. Romero, Frizzell, and Glatzer. Romero batting left. And the pitch is grounded up first and fell. And the count is 1-2.
So here's an opportunity for Wilmington with a runner in scoring position, looking for their first hit in this series in this type of situation.
Yeah, they are 0-8. Swing and a miss, blocked nicely by Leach. Now they're 0-9. Throw to first for the strikeout. 2-3 on the putout, and that's one away. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love.
Gotta
so
watch.
Here's Frizzell.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Greg. Got to watch Pena down there at second base. He has 2 steals this year, but he has 74 in his career, which began in 2018. Stole 34 over two levels in 2022.
First pitch to Frizzell, a left-handed batter, is low. And a count, 1-0. Frizzell from Dallas, Texas, 8th-round pick in 2021. 3-41 of the year with 19 strikeouts. And that one is outside. Arguably, Tony, where the Blue Claws won the game yesterday in the 4th inning and the 6th inning. They had the bases loaded, one out in the 4th inning, and 2nd and 3rd, one out in the 6th inning. And in both instances, Sam Aldegari, the starter, got back-to-back strikeouts to preserve the lead. Fastball high, and the count is 3-0. Actually, the first time it was 1-1, then they took the lead in the bottom of the inning, and then in the 6th inning, it was to preserve the lead. So 3-0 on Frizzell. Jimenez looks the runner back and misses outside. So a four-pitch walk to a batter who was 3-41. That's not what Jimenez had in mind. And it will bring up Philip Glasser, the left fielder, who's 4-21. And now, Tony, the other thing is, barring a double play, it brings Lyle up in this inning, who hit the home run. So the Blue Rocks lead it 1-0. Blue Claws winners of 7 straight. But trail early here, obviously a long way to go. Jimenez from the stretch, first pitch is in there, a strike. Took something off, that was a changeup, and the count nothing and one. Jimenez's nickname is the Jimmy. Fastball, changeup, slider for the Venezuelan right-hander. Set at the belt, the 0-1. In the dirt, gets right through the 5-hole of Leach and back to the screen. Pena goes to third, Frizzell goes to second, and that'll be another wild pitch on Jimenez, but one that maybe could have been blocked by Leach. This went right through the legs. So the Blue Claws will bring the infield in here. The count, 1-1. Obviously, no more, no double play possibility with runners at second and third. So two wild pitches in this inning for Jimenez. Claws down a run. Jimenez will work for the windup now with runners at second and third. And the 1-1 is lined down the left field line. That's trouble. Fair ball. They call it foul. Foul ball. And that saves Jimenez. It was awfully close. It landed just beyond the grass cutout and on the chalk part of the line by the warning track. Very close. No serious argument from Mario Lisson, who almost got thrown out of the game yesterday for arguing a pickoff call that I'm pretty sure went in the Blue Claws' favor. That was not a great call. He did not get thrown out, and he stays in the game here. So maybe it was foul. I thought quick up here fair, but that was at live view. I don't have the best angle. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, strike three. Leach blocks that one. Tags out Glasser. Two away. Third strikeout for Stevenson Jimenez. And now he's got to get Lyle with the home run earlier, but he is one out away from getting out of this pickle here in the second.
And Lyle is the club's leading hitter at 279 after that first inning home run.
Jimenez works out of the wind, left-handed batter, hits a broken bat, pop up in a shallow right, backpedaling Kemp, on comes Pineda. Kemp is there, the second baseman, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So once again, Blue Claws pitchers bearing down with runners in scoring position. No runs, one hit, one walk, and two left. 1-0 Wilmington, bottom two, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Short Town all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Short Town. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Blue Claws arguably fortunate to be within one here as we go to the bottom of the second inning, but then again they wasted a golden opportunity in the first inning as well. So both teams with regrets early on. 1-0 Wilmington. We start the home second. Zach Arnold, Ryan Leach, and Eric Brito for Jersey Shore. Pitch by Luke Young is a breaking ball outside of the count on Arnold is 1-0 and no strike. Zach from the University of Houston, he's at 215, a home run and 7 runs batted in so far this season. That is high. He's the only member of the 2023 draft class to open up the season with the Blue Claws. 14th round pick. He's from Temecula, California, and he takes a slider strike on the outside corner, and the count is 2-1. Right-handed hitter. And Young slider just missed outside. So 3-1 on the leadoff man for Jersey Shore. Young threw 23 pitches to get through the first inning, faced 6 batters, struck out Fergus to end it with the bases loaded. 3-1. Swing and a miss. The fastball. And the count is full at 3-2. Ryan Leach on deck. And then Eric Brito for Jersey Shore in their home whites today. Looking for an 8th straight win, outside ball 4. So, Emarion Boyd doubled on the first pitch of the first inning. He was in second with nobody out. They couldn't get him in. And we'll see if they can get Arnold in, who leads off the second inning with a walk. Here's Leach, who is making his first start of this season. Ryan and Andre have the free agent from 2022 from Marshall University in West Virginia, originally from Whitby, Ontario, in Canada, drafted by the Reds out of high school 2019, but didn't sign. Fastball, good rip, fouls it back out of play, nothing in one. 247 last year in 45 games with Clearwater for Leach. Did it 7 home runs in 158 at bats. Greg Brodzinski, Tony said in the pregame show that the ball really jumps off his bat during BP, so they give him a shot tonight. And the 0-1, swinging and miss, chased a high fastball. And the count is 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes here on Leach. We're in the bottom of the second inning, and the Blue Claws down 1-0. Arnold at first base, not really a threat to steal. 0-2 on Ryan, deep in that righty box. And Young's pitch in the dirt, slider blocked by Romero. And it's 1-2 on Ryan Leach. He was playing for the Bourne Braves of the Cape Cod League when he signed with the Phillies in August of 22. 1-2 on Ryan. Here's the pitch. And that's low. Good eye on a slider just missing. 4-2. The count 2-2. His father, Rich, former collegiate head coach at Salem University in Canada as well. So baseball family.
Ryan, the subject of our friends and family shout-out tonight. We'll do that later.
2-2, throw to first, and Arnold is able to dive back in. If you're just joining us, Daylon Lyle of Wilmington homered on second pitch of the game, and the Blue Rocks lead it 1-0, bottom two. 2-2, and the pitch is grounded to third, could be two. Whitfields goes to second. There's one. Pena to first, throws it away, and it bounces into the tunnel or the camera well behind the tarp, and that'll put Leach at second base. So it'll be a fielder's choice and an E4 on Vandel Pena. One away, the Blue Claws get the runner to second. That's one of those scoring rules where you can't assume the double play, but with a good throw, they would have gotten it. I always thought that was kind of a weird scoring rule because the scorer is asked to make judgments like that throughout the rest of the game, but he can't make that one for whatever the reason. Here's Eric Brito, 255, no homers, 5 RBIs, and he hits a high drive deep out of the left field. That's got a chance. Glasser back to the track, turns around at the wall. Home run! Eric Brito gets one up over the left field wall. It's a two-run blast for Brito, and Jersey Shore takes a 2-1 lead.
Eric Brito had no home runs this year coming in. That's just a fourth in his career, which began in 2019. And the 21-year-old has sent the Blue Claws in front.
His last home run was May 16th, so almost a year ago, 2023, with Clearwater against Bradenton as a thresher, and Boyd goes out to the first pitch again. Skies at the center for Daylon Lyle. Drifts in a few steps and makes the catch. So Boyd seen two pitches. He has doubled and flown to center, and that's out number two. But Brito, Tony, an unlikely blast for the right-handed batter out of Venezuela. Just the fourth home run in his career, but he got all on that one for sure. As Otto Kemp, the batter, he takes that one for a ball. And the count is 1-0. 105 miles an hour off the bat for Brito on that home run. And Kemp hits a bouncer up third that kicks foul. The estimated distance on the home run was 375 feet. So Jersey Shore back in front, going for an eighth straight win on the home run by Eric Brito. And the 1-1 to Kemp is outside for a ball. That home run means a donation to military-based nonprofits as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program. Every home run hit by the Blue Claws in Shoretown this year, and $1,000 donated to two military-based nonprofits by Ocean First Foundation. Kemp hits a mile-high pop behind the plate. Romero, the catcher, flips away the mask, comes back toward the net. Plenty of room, makes the grab. The home run donations for the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation and the GI Go Fund. Kemp pops out to end the inning. Blue Claws take the lead. Two runs on one hit. There was one error and nobody left on. We have played two innings, 2-1 Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head to the top half of the third inning, and the Blue Claws back in front, 2-1 on the two-run homer by Eric Breedum. His first home run of the season. Here's Kevin Mata to lead things off. First pitch by Jimenez is in there, a slider strike, nothing in one. Ali Napolitano is our guest from the Christopher J. Morrissey Foundation. She's the treasurer, and they're our Blue Claws charity community partner of the game. Chopped up third and foul. And the count 0-2. Allie, welcome. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me, Greg.
Tell us about the Christopher J. Morrissey Foundation.
Greg, we've been in existence for about 13 years. We help families that suffer the loss of a child.
How did you get involved in the organization? As the pitch is fouled off for strike two.
So, ironically, my son is was playing baseball with Christopher Morrissey's brother at St. Rose High School at the time that it happened.
0-2 on Mate. Check swing, grounder. Jimenez lunges after. Can't get it. Comes to Kemp. Turns the running throw from the second baseman. Is in time for the out. Actually, Allie, why don't we start there? Tell us about Christopher.
Christopher. So, Christopher was a very giving person. He shined academically. He played baseball at St. Rose, and he was the angel in the outfield back then, cheering for all those, you know, happy for everybody else's successes, wanted everybody to be successful.
Check swing, a slider by Harris, and he went around, or a slider from Jimenez. Harris went around on the count, nothing in one. So what kinds of things does the foundation do on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis?
So on a day-to-day basis, we support families, as I said earlier, who have suffered the loss of a child. We start out offering immediate bereavement counseling. We then offer group counseling on a monthly basis. We have two different groups that...
Bouncer foul, still 0-2 on Harris.
...that meet monthly. We have a yearly retreat for the moms. This year, we expanded it to two yearly retreats so that we could...
How many moms go on those? Slider, bouncer up the middle, to his left, long run, Brito grabs behind the back, double clutch, throws the first, and in time, two down.
So it's a weekend retreat. We have between 16 to 20 that go for the weekend. Wow. So this year we offered, you know, we were lucky to have a very generous donor who offered a second weekend so we could offer to more moms.
And you give out scholarships, right?
We also give out scholarships, yes, to keep Christopher's legacy alive and to promote these young...
Here's Bossier and a strike. Is it a scholarship for St. Rose students, for Monmouth County?
So we have it. It's open to St. Rose and Howell students at the moment, but we are looking to expand it.
Pitch is inside, 1-1. We're talking with Ali Napolitano of the Christopher J. Morrissey Foundation.
We are looking to expand it to other high schools in Monmouth and Ocean County as well.
The website is ChristopherJMorrisseyFoundation.org. Hot shot up first, just fell. And it's 1-2 on Bossier. How long have you been involved with the group?
I've been on the board since the inception of the foundation.
When was that? Slider, swing and a miss.
Chris passed in 2011, and within that year, his mother, Joan, had it up and running.
Who's here tonight with you guys?
So we have some of our moms who have other angels in the outfield. We also have some people from the CFC Foundation that we partner with that promotes sober activities.
Okay.
So we offered some of our tickets to them, and to also, you know, part of what we do is drug and alcohol awareness and trying to help people who are struggling so we can avoid losing and having another angel.
Fantastic. Well, keep up the great work, Ali Napolitano, Christopher J. Morrissey Foundation. The website is ChristopherJMorrisseyFoundation.org. MORRISSEY. Foundation.org. Thank you so much, Ali.
Thank you, Greg.
One,
what
two, three. Barron, Forrest, Stevenson, Jimenez. Enjoy the rest of the game. So, a bottom three coming up. Blue Claws 2-1 on BlueClaws.com. Bally Live and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
So the Blue Claws coming to bat here in the bottom half of the third. They lead it 2-1 on the two-run homer by Eric Brito. His first homer of the season, his first home run in 358 days since May 16, 2023 with Bradenton. And Tony, in fact, except for William Bergoya, here's Leandro Pineda. And he swings and misses at him over a changeup, and the count is nothing and one. Except for William Bergoya, who has yet to hit a home run, Brito had the longest home run drought of any Blue Claws player. Pineda takes that one low, and it's one ball and one strike. Leandro walked in the first inning. He has hit safely in nine straight, 15 for 35, coming into the night, raising his average to 291. And that one is low ball two. Well, 2-1 on Pineda. No Phillies tonight. They have the day off. They'll be in Miami tomorrow, but all the affiliates in action today. 2-1 on Pineda. Here's the pitch, and that's low ball for a strike. 2-2. Leah Valley down 2-1 to Scranton. Tyler Phillips on the mound in the second. Redding is trailing Hartford 1-0. Matt Osterberg on the mound there in the third. 2-2 pitch on the way. High and outside. 3-2. Clearwater trailing Tampa 2-1, bottom three there. And the FCL Phillies fell today 10-3 to the FCL Yankees. And time called by Pineda at the plate. He drew a walk his first time in a seven-pitch at-bat. This will be the sixth pitch of this at-bat. Leading off bottom third, 2-1, Jersey Shore. And the payoff on the way is low for a ball. Good eye by Pineda, who's drawn two walks. That did not miss by much. That's a tough take. And a good one by Pineda. So he's aboard. That's already four walks by Luke Young. And it brings up Felix Reyes, the first baseman. Blue Claws have had the leadoff man on in each of the first three innings. Young had not walked more than two batters in any start coming into today. And he's already walked four, which is also more than he walked in any start last year. Here's Reyes, and he swings over the slider. And the count nothing in one. So we'll see if the Blue Claws can capitalize. After the leadoff walk to Zach Arnold in the second, Ryan Leach grounded it into what should have been a double play, but a throwing error. Threw the ball out of play. Then Pena Reyes golfs one of the air to shallow center. That'll hang up for Lyle coming in towards left center to make the catch. One down. And back to first base goes Felix. Here's Jordan Disson, the designated hitter. And Leach hit a ball that should have been a double play, but Vidal Pena threw the ball away. So Leach went to second. Brito hit the home run to make it 2-1. Here's Jordan Disson, who has walked in his only trip today in 182, two home runs on the season. And the pitch, a fastball, strike call, knees on the side corner. And the count is nothing and one. Cade Fergus is on deck. Nice crowd tonight. There are some schools here. Little League's Manasquan Brielle Little League night is tonight as well. Made a big parade before the game, and Disson skies one towards right center. Lyle drifts to his left, had it played perfectly, and Dayton Lyle, the center fielder, makes the catch two away, and again back to first goes Pineda. So after the leadoff walk, Pineda has been stuck at first, and the batter Cade Fergus for Jersey Shore. If you're just joining us, Jersey Shore's won seven in a row, and a win today would tie the franchise record at eight. They've done it twice, never as a high A team. Once at 16, once at 17. Fergus shoots one, foul. First base side, no balls in the strike. The one at 17, Tony, that was in late April into early May that year. And the sixth of the seven wins was the first of the two Nick Fanny no-hitters. He got 26 outs, and Trevor Bencourt got the last one. 0-1. High fly ball deep to left. Ferret's gone. Glasser turns around. Forget it. Home run. Kate Fergus over the fire pitch behind the left field wall. It's his third home run of the season and the second Blue Claws two-run shot of the ball game. Fergus jogs around, and the Blue Claws have a 4-1 lead. An absolute no doubt about it shot by Fergus. The only question was, would it stay fair? It did. And it cleared those fire pits in left. One hopped off one of the billboards out there. And Fergus has two home runs on the homestand. And Jersey Shore's got a three-run lead here in the bottom half of the third.
Well, Jersey Shore, not one of the big home run hitting teams in the Sally League. And they've hit two tonight.
Here's Zach Arnold. He takes a fastball high. Maybe it's just warming up. I mean, they played enough games in, you know, in the 40s. They're entitled to hit a few home runs in the 60s.
We're talking temperature.
Temperature, yes, yes. Here's Arnold. He pops one up foul out of play. The count, one ball and one strike. So for Kate Fergus, his 19th career home run. He had 12 with Clearwater last year. And his third home run of this season.
Team home runs tonight, numbers 14 and 15. I'm sorry.
And here's a hot shot grounded to short. Scooped by Mate to his left. Throws to first in time to get Zach Arnold. And that retires the side. But a walk and a two-run. Kate Fergus home run. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We played three innings. Blue Claws 4, Blue Rocks 1, Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB. TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
4-1, Jersey Shore, a pair of two-run home runs. This game in Asheville. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg Estelin Jimenez will face 5, 6, and 7 here to begin the top of the fourth inning. And deals a called strike to Paul Witt, who struck out his first at bat. Blue Claws, 4 runs, 3 hits, 2 of them home runs, 2 errors, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error for Wilmington. On the count is 1-1. So to correct the home run total, the Blue Claws have now hit numbers 15 and 16 on the season. This next pitch is bounced toward the middle. Flogging it as a shortstop. Brito Wells throws. Picked by Reyes. Great play. One down. Tremendous play at both ends. Brito ranging well to his left. Cut it off up the middle. And then Reyes had to make the backhand pickup. And they record the out on Witt. And that's one down. The league leader in home runs is Greensboro, which is at 38, and Asheville, which Greg alluded to before. Both Greensboro and Asheville play in very cozy ballparks. Greensboro 38 to lead the league, and Asheville is next at 35 going into tonight.
I do want to say, we've talked about it before, the Blue Claws are not built to be a home run team.
Viandel Pena takes inside. It's one ball, no strike.
And I'm not saying they'd have 35 if they played their games in Asheville, but they would have 25, you know.
And the 1-0 is inside, 2-0 to Pena, who singled his first at bat.
That was a great play by Brito, by the way.
Swings and misses. And it's two balls and one strike on Pena. One out, nobody on top of the fourth. Blue Claws bidding for a franchise tying record. Eighth consecutive victory out in front, 4-1. Next one is outside, and it's three balls and a strike on Pena. Jimenez deals. The 3-1 is dribbled foul behind the plate. The count is full at 3-2. Jimenez 6-1, 172. One of seven players on the team who hails from Venezuela. And deals on the knees. Strike three called. Strikeout number five now for Jimenez. And that's two away. Brings up the catcher in Maxwell Romero Jr. out of the University of Miami. Struck out his first at bat. The pitch to him. And the left-hand hitter takes high. It's one ball, no strikes. Jimenez doesn't waste any time out there. And deals, and that one misses, and it's 2-0 on Romero. A 23-year-old, ninth-round pick out of Miami in 2022. Swings, taps it foul down the first base line. And the count is 2-1. Romero, his last year at Miami, hit .272 with 12 homers and drove in 54 runs. Swings and fists it foul out of play, and the count is even to two balls and two strikes. Jimenez had one rough outing this year. That was at Hickory. Gave up 8 earned runs in 4 innings. Since then, his ERA is below 4 at 3.78. Swing and a miss, strike three. He gets Romero for his 6th strikeout, 3rd in the last 4 hitters, and that retires the side. Nothing doing in the top of the 4th. We go to the bottom half. Jersey Shore 4-1 on MILB TV, Valley Live on BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ryan Leach from Whitney, Ontario is in our friends and family shout-out spotlight tonight. So we want to shout out to his folks as he steps to the plate here in the bottom of the 4th inning. He was able to reach second on the throwing error, his first at bat, and the first pitch to him from Young is taken low. So big shout out to Mom Heather, Dad Rich, Sister Reagan, and girlfriend Allie, all watching on the stream tonight from Whitney, Ontario. Seeing foul went off at the plate. We're at game time tonight, Greg. It was 52 degrees and cloudy.
Not bad.
Ryan told me before the ball game, you played ice hockey, don't they, all in Canada?
Yeah.
Until he was about 12 years old and then switched over to baseball for good. Swings and misses to the high delivery, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Whippy's right outside Toronto on Lake Ontario.
And Ryan steps out. Went on to play at Marshall University for the Thundering Herd. The pitch to the plate. Swinging a hard ground ball to third. Glove there, though. And gunned on over to first by Witt. And Leach is out. That's one gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Said, Ryan did, that, you know, guys from Canada recruited more now than they used to be. And he was with a traveling team. And they... coach and or scout from Marshall saw him play and wound up going there. Here is Eric Brito, an unlikely long ball hero in this ball game. Homer, you give the Blue Claws the lead back in the second inning. First of his Blue Claws career, fourth in his overall professional career. Takes a called strike, which began in 2019 for Brito. Eric Hales from Venezuela. Swings and hits a high fly ball fairly deep to left, but playable near the warning track. It's Glasser, and he makes the catch, and that's two down. Brito gave that one a decent ride, but he is retired for out number two. Here's Marion Boyd, who doubled to left center on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning and has flown out the center. That was on the first pitch he saw back in the second. Let's see if he takes one here. He does, and he takes a breaking pitch across for a strike. Blue Claws out in front, 4-1. Boyd at 234, no homers, 7 runs batted in. The pitch to him, swings and shoots a base hit in the center field. His second hit of the night, and we'll see if he takes off here. Romero threw him out trying to steal twice on Tuesday night. The catcher for Wilmington, Maxwell Romero Jr. Manager Greg Brodzinski talking about Romero's prowess before the ball game. Let's see if Boyd tries to go. Takes his lead. The hitter is Otto Kemp. Boyd not going. The pitch to Kemp. He takes it low. It's one ball and no strikes. Boyd has 6 steals on the year, 70 in his career, 56 last year to lead the Florida State League for Clearwater. Throw to first, he dives back in, it's close, he's safe. So the cat and mouse game here between Young on the mound, Romero behind the plate, and Boyd, pretty good size lead off first. 1-0 the count on Otto Kemp. He's hitting a 314. There he goes. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. And it's 1-1 on Kemp. Greg Brodzinski said the Blue Claws would not be dissuaded from trying to run on Romero, as good as he has been in this series. And Kemp takes a long look down at his manager coaching at third. Kemp popped up his first at bat. Boyd with the lead at first. The stretch. Not going. Fastball high and away. Good thing he wasn't going on that, because that was an ideal pitch to throw on, a high fastball. Count is 2-1. Boyd again edging out. Young, the right-hander, throws to first, and Boyd is back. So that, I believe, is 2. So if he goes over there again, he has to get him or it's a balk. And there's the throw to first. It is in time. He's picked off. So Boyd's adventures continue here. He's been thrown out a couple of times stealing, and now he's picked off, and that retires the side. No runs, a hit, no errors. And Boyd picked off at first. We go to the fifth in Lakewood. It's 4-1 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Lakewood, New Jersey. Top of the fifth, Blue Claws gunning for a franchise record tying eighth straight win, lead at 4-1. And Will Frizzell fouls one away off Estevenson Jimenez to begin the top of the fifth. And the Venezuelan right-hander kicks and throws, and it's low for a ball 1-1. Frizzell on the season is now 3-for-41. He walked back in the second inning. Left-hand hitter. Swings and lines a base hit in the right center field. For Frizzell, that is his fourth hit in 42 at-bats. He's the designated hitter. And he is a leadoff base runner to begin the top of the fifth inning. First hit given up by Jimenez since he yielded a leadoff single to Villa Del Peña in the second. This is Philip Glasser, who struck out his first at bat. Left-hand hitter, and he takes outside for a ball. It's 1-0 on Glasser. Frizzell the runner at first. Nobody out. Number nine hitter waves and misses on a check swing, and it's one ball and one strike. Glasser at 192. This is his eighth game. He is 4-for-22 on the season. The pitch to him is inside for a ball. He's out of the University of Indiana. 10th round pick in 2023. He's 24 years old, is Glasser. Frizzell leads off first. Low on the delivery, and it's two balls and one strike. Dalen Lyle, the leadoff hitter and top hitter in the lineup for Wilmington, is on deck. The next one is high. Second, it was a three-ball count, and he walks. So two batters hitting below 200 have reached to begin the top of the fifth inning, a single and a walk. Here is Lyle. So if you go to the internet and look up Dalen Lyle, you'll see a video of an incident in spring training where he leaps above the fence to try to haul in a home run. He was playing center field, and he toppled over the fence. And they thought he was seriously hurt. He had to be carted off on a stretcher. As it turned out, he was released from the hospital the next day, and obviously, he's fine. But it was a very scary moment for him. He was playing in a spring training game and actually went up and over the fence trying to bring back a home run. He is hitting a 276. He is the leading hitter on the ball club, has homered on the second pitch of the game and popped up. He's 1-for-2. The home run was his first this season with Wilmington, the 10th of his career for the second round pick of the Nationals in 2021. Just 21 years old, and he takes a breaking pitch across for a strike. He is the tying run here in the top of the fifth. Frizzell at second, Glasser at first, nobody out. Left-hand batter. And the pitch is low, and it's 1-ball, 1-strike. Lyle led off the ball game, adding a home run into the chain link fence down the right field line. Here's the 1-1, swinging a high bouncing ball, softly hit the first. Reyes goes to second, they get the force. And that's one down. Safe at first is Lyle. And on to third goes Frizzell.
Have a little stirring in the bullpen and right. Nobody's throwing just yet, but it looks like that could be imminent. So this likely the last inning for Stevenson Jimenez. We'll see. But obviously in line for the win if he can get these last two outs.
Kevin Mate, the hitter, swings and misses at a breaking ball, nothing and one. Mate safe on an error and grounded out. He's 0-for-2, his 29th game. A pro since 2021. He is 21 years old. The stretch and the pitch. Another pop foul off to the right, and the count is 0-2 on Mate. Mate is the 22nd ranked prospect in the national system. Neglected to mention that Lyle is the 7th ranked prospect in the national system. 0-2. Jimenez ahead on the count. Luclaw's ahead in the game, 4-1. One out, runners at the corners for the Blue Rocks, top of the fifth inning. Jimenez, 6-1, 172. Deal swinging, line drive left field, it'll fall for a hit. It's a run scoring single for Mate, and it's a 4-2 ball game. And runners at first and second now with one out here in the top of the fifth inning.
And that is the first hit with the runners in scoring position for Wilmington in this series. They had been 0-for-12 before that at bat. And Blue Claw's opponents had been 3-for-56 on this homestand. This is the ninth game of the homestand with runners in scoring position coming into that at bat as well.
Trey Harris is the hitter. The pitch to him. Swing, fly ball, foul off to the right. Jimenez, I'm sure, would like to have that pitch back. He was well ahead on the count of Mata and yields the two-strike single. Harris, a 28-year-old, originally the property of the Atlanta Braves, drafted in the 32nd round in 2018. He's on a rehab assignment from AA Harrisburg. Here's the pitch. Swung on a line to center right at. And Marion Boyd hardly has to move. He spears it for out number two. That ball was stung off the bat of Harris, but he's retired. It's two gone now. Runners at first and second for the cleanup hitter in Brandon Bossier. Bossier out of the University of Arizona, where he had 15 hits in the 2021 College World Series for Arizona. Eventually, Mississippi State won that event. Big part of that. Excellent Arizona team. Left-hand hitter, first and second, two out, 4-2 Jersey Shore. Here's the pitch. Takes low. It's 1-ball and 0-strikes. Led Arizona that year, batting average of .369 at 94 hits. That led the Pac-12 in hits that season. 1-0 on Bossier. The stretch to look back, swing and a miss, and it's 1-ball and 1-strike. Big spot in this ball game for Jimenez on the Blue Claws. If he can get through this, he would be in line for his second victory of the year. Blue Gloves had 4-2, first and second, two out. 1-1 the count on Bossier. And now throw behind the runner at second, not in time.
Nobody throwing yet. But, again, stirring continues.
Definitely, definitely considerable stirring. The count is 1-1 on Bossier. First and second, two out, 4-2 Jersey Shore. The pitch is low. And it's two balls and one strike. This inning began with a single by Frizzell. Gossier walked the 8-9 in hitters. As we underlined earlier, both hitting below 200. They reached. And a run is in here now with two outs. The 2-1 pitch, high, ball three. Paul Witt, the number five hitter in the on-deck circle. First and second, two away, 3-1 the count on a dangerous hitter in Bossier. Here's the pitch. Inside, it skips behind Leach. He can't find it. That chases it back toward the side wall, and no further advance from the runners, and the bases are loaded. So Jimenez now will face Witt, who has struck out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2. This is his 12th game. He is 7 for 39. Not a whole lot of gaudy averages, to be sure, on this Blue Rocks team. But Jimenez in the jam. Here's the pitch to Witt. Swung on line to left. On comes the left fielder, and spearing it is Fergus. The ball hung up for him, and that retires the side. So Jimenez does wade through any additional damage. One run on two hits. No errors, and they left three. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning in Lakewood. It's 4-2 Jersey Shore on MILBTV, Bally Live on BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Right-hander Luke Young remains on the hill for Wilmington. We go to the bottom of the fifth. He'll face 2-3-4 for Jersey Shore, and Otto Kemp takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. Otto has flown out and popped up. He is 0-2. The pitch to Otto takes up high. It's one ball, one strike. At 3-14, he's the Blue Claws leading hitter. No home runs and 8 runs batted in. And that hit him on the shoulder. Maybe the wrist. He's shaking it off a little bit. It looks like he's okay. And Otto will take first base. There is action now in the Wilmington bullpen. A right-hander is up and throwing. And out warming, well, throwing lightly now in the bullpen for Jersey Shore is a left-hander. Pineda swings and rockets one, but it's fouled on the first baseline.
Mason Ronan is the lefty for the Blue Claws.
Leandro with his 9-game hitting streak coming in has walked twice. Kemp takes his lead. The pitch, slider, missed outside 1-1. Pineda has that average up now to 291 with his 15-for-35 streak. Throw to first, not in time. Kemp dives back. Otto has 4 steals this year. He's been caught once. And the pitch to Leandro. Breaking pitch, missed low. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Coming up in the 6th inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you. Brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Here's the 2-1 outside, ball 3. Pineda already with 2 walks tonight. On the fringe of a third here. Kemp edging out at first. Left-hand batter waits. The 3-1 pitch is fouled away to the left side. And the count is full at 3-2. So let's see if Kemp will be going. And they try to test Maxwell Romero Jr., who has been a howitzer behind the plate thus far in this series. Kemp edging out. There he goes. The 3-2 pitch swung on, hit high and pretty deep to right center field. Long run for the center fielder toward the gap, in the gap, and he can't get it. It falls in. Kemp, who is off on the pitch, is racing around. He will score. Pineda on his way to third. Goes in standing up with an RBI triple, and the Blue Claws have a 5-2 lead. And Pineda has extended that hitting streak to 10 games here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Lyle, the center fielder, was playing over in left center. Had a long run, and that ball landed just shy of the wall in deep right center field. The right fielder, Harris, also couldn't get to it. I thought it was going to hang up there long enough for Lyle to get
so
to.
Yeah, it was so high. Yes. But it split them perfectly.
Here's Reyes with the infield in. He takes a big rip and fouls it back. It's nothing at 1. So the Blue Claws showing some muscle in tonight's ball game. A pair of 2-run home runs, and now the triple to deep right center by Leandro Pineda.
So the longest hitting streak of the season by a Blue Claw is 11.
The 0-1. Swinging a high pop fly in the shallow center. Lyle, who was playing deep, comes sprinting in, makes the catch. The runner at third bluffs, and Pineda holds on to third.
It was Crawford who had an 11-game hitting streak that was snapped 12 days ago. But Pineda now up to 10 and a chance to tie Crawford for the 2024 Claws best tomorrow.
Now, the Blue Claws don't want to leave this runner at third with nobody out, but if they're going to cash in, it'll be against another pitcher. Now there is one out, and the manager of Wilmington heads for the mound, Mario Lisson, and there will be a pitching change. Pitching change is brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Coming up in the 6th inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insures business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation, employee benefits, and personal services. Call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Larry DePalma, he's the man at Insurance Office of America.
The pitcher, Tony, is Chance Huff. A right-handed from Niceville, Florida, 8th-round pick of the Nationals back in 2022. So he comes on for Young, who went 4 1/3. He's allowed 5 hits, 4 walks, 1 strikeout, and so far 5 runs. He's responsible for the runner Pineda at third. Huff, 8 games, 12 1/3 innings, 6 hits and 5 runs. He's walked 10 and struck out 12. Drafted out of Georgia Tech, as we said, in the 8th round back in 2022. His first appearance of the series.
So Huff will face Jordan Disson with a runner at third and 1 out there in the bottom of the 5th inning. Infield comes in now for Wilmington. The runner at third is Pineda. He tripled. The pitch home popped up on the infield. Two defenders converge. It's the shortstop who makes the catch. That's Made, and that's 2 gone, and Pineda still at third base. So Young, who came into the ballgame with an ERA of 2.70, sees that jump to 3.77. So now it's up to Cade Fergus, and Fergus delivered his last time up, a 2-run home run. It's third of the season. As a runner at third with 2 outs. Huff, the right-hander from Florida, pitches a called strike. It's nothing at one on Fergus. He struck out and then homered. 19th of his career. The 13th round pick in 2022. The pitch to Fergus. Called strike. It's nothing and two. Inning began with a hit by pitch. Otto Kemp reached and then rode home on Pineda's triple to deep right center. That was with nobody out. Pineda still at third now with 2 outs. And Fergus behind on the count, 0-2. The stretch by Huff. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the Blue Claws leave Pineda at third. But they do get a run on the one hit, a triple. No errors on one left. Greg back with you in the 6th. Blue Claws out in front, 5-2 on MLB TV, Bally Live on BlueClaws.com.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
As Stevenson Jimenez stays in there for Jersey Shore as we start the top half of the 6th inning. Biondel Pena, Maxwell Romero, and Will Frazell to face him in the 6th inning. 5-2 Jersey Shore. Pena shows bunt, takes it for a ball outside. Switch hitter bats left in the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Jimenez at 78 pitches now, and a fastball there in there for a called strike. So he's into the 6th inning. This is the 20th time in 30 games the Blue Claw starter has gone at least 5. And Jersey Shore starters have pitched more innings. Here's a fly ball foul down the left field line, 1-2. 142 and 29 games coming into today, so 147 plus this from Jimenez. Now in the, this is the 30th game of the season. More than any other high A team, minor league baseball. Here's the 1-2, and a slow bouncer up first and foul. And the count is still 1 ball and two strikes. For Stevenson, his longest outing of the season was his first game. He went 5 1/3 innings on April 7th, the third day of the season against Aberdeen. 1-2 on Pena. And here's the pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Nice breaking ball by Jimenez. Gets his seventh strikeout. One down. And Tony will take us through the scoreboard.
We'll start off, of course, with the Phillies affiliates. As for the Phillies, they have the night off. They begin a road trip tomorrow night in Miami. Clearwater, which is 19-11 under former Blue Claws skipper Marty Malloy, trails at Tampa, the Yankees affiliates, 4-3. That's through.
Fastball high to left-handed hitting catcher Maximo Romero, ball one.
5 innings. Reading Fight and Phils don't have a hit yet. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Fly ball to center. Backing up on it, Boyd. Plenty of room. Went back. Now comes in. Makes the catch. The wind knocked it down, but Boyd had to come in a step. He got it, no problem. And that's out number two. And by the way, that strikeout of Pena by Jimenez matches his season high. That was his seventh of the game. Go ahead, Tony.
I said Redding didn't have a hit. They do now. Kendall Simmons just hit a two-run shot, bottom of the fifth. In Redding, they trail Hartford by a score of 3-2.
So
2023 Blue Claw.
Matteo, fastball strike, or rather a slider strike, nothing can work.
Yes, the starter tonight still in there as we speak for Redding.
We should say Matteo is. Matt Osterberg.
Yeah, Matty.
Here's the 0-1, and that is low for ball 1-1. Simmons was just activated off the injured list today. He had been out with a shoulder injury for the last couple of weeks. So good to see him hit the home run. Here's a liner the other way by Will Frazzell, a base hit. So Will Frazzell was 3-for-41 coming into today. He's 2-for-2 with a walk, and he's aboard at first with two out for Philip Glasser.
And Lehigh Valley is trailing Syracuse, and Mets affiliate 5-1, bottom of the fifth in Allentown, PA. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies lost to the Yankees 10-3. Both teams are 2-2.
Mason Rona is ready in the pen. Here's Glasser. This might be the last batter for Jimenez. And Glasser lines one back through the middle. Base hit going into center field. Frizzell around second. He'll stop there. So back-to-back two-out base hits by the 8 and 9 hole hitters. And here's Daylon Lyle, a left-handed batter who already has a home run tonight. And I think Greg Brodzinski will make the move here. Blue Claws lead it 5-2. Lyle will bat as the tying run with two out in the top half of the sixth inning. And indeed, here comes Bull. We didn't mention this before. Bull Tony is trying to win his 90th game as the Blue Claws manager, regular season games. Blue Claws 16 wins this year. They went 73-58 last year. So he's at 89 coming into today, 89-71 in his Blue Claws career. So indeed, Bull makes the switch. Jimenez was very good, but a little tired here in the seventh, giving up those two hits, but a season-long outing, and he ties his season high with a 7 strikeouts. 5 2/3 innings for Jimenez. 6 hits. He's allowed 2 runs, responsible for the 2 on base, 3 walks, and he struck out 7. And the new pitcher is the left-hander from Asheville, Pennsylvania, Mason Rona. So Rona in for Jimenez, who is in line for his second win of the season. If Jersey Shore can hold the lead here the rest of the way. So Rodan coming on. He has no record. 8 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs all earned. He's walked 7, but he has struck out 13. And he had his best outing of the year, I thought, Tony, last time out. That was on Friday against Bowling Green. He threw 2 scoreless innings, no hits. He did walk 2, but struck out 4. And that's his lone appearance so far in this homestead. So he's in now to face Lyle, a dangerous left-handed batter who hit the home run of the second pitch of the ball game tonight. Second round pick out of Louisville, Kentucky, with Trinity High School in 2021 by the Nationals.
And he's a number 7 prospect in the Washington system. Let's check some important scores in the Sally League in the Northern Division, where Greensboro has a 1-game lead over Wilmington, Brooklyn, and Jersey Shore. Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, losing at Bowling Green 5-3 through 5 innings at Bowling Green.
That's game 1 of 2.
Yep.
So here's Daylon Lyle. First and second for Wilmington with 2 out and time called. Here's by the plate umpire, Davian Fry. Not sure why, but time called. He's now reinstated play. So Lyle the batter against the lefty Mason Ronan, who is set at the chest. First and second with two out. First pitch, slider, high and tight. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Ronan was with the Phillies originally out of the College of Central Florida, released in July, re-signed in January. Lead sets up outside, the 1-0, another slider, squib foul up third, and the count one ball, one strike. Four-seamer for Ronan, a sinker, a slider, and a splitter.
Against,
who wears the long red sleeves underneath that white jersey tonight. Temperatures in the upper 50s now. And the 1-1, lefty to lefty. Slider against Sky to center. Boyd going back on it. Wynn will knock it down. Boyd is there over to his right. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Mason Ronan comes in and gets Lyle to fly to center with two on to end the sixth. No runs on two hits. There were no errors in two. Left on base. Eight left through six for Wilmington. Blue Claws lead at 5-2. Bottom six, ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. What?
Bottom of the sixth inning in Shoretown. Blue Claws looking for what would be a club record tying eighth straight win. Seven in a row coming into today to go from four games under to three games over at 16-13. Zach Arnold leading it off here. Blue Claws lead at 5-2. It'll be Arnold, Leach, and Brito for Jersey Shore against the right-hander Chance Huff, who came on for Luke Young. Young charged with five runs on five hits, four walks in four and a third innings. And Arnold takes a little high in the count, one ball and no strikes. Tony and I were talking between innings. There is actually a scenario where the Blue Claws could wake up tomorrow in a tie for first place. It would require Greensboro to lose both games of their doubleheader. Fastball outside. And the count is 2-0 on Arnold. They're in Bowling Green. They actually started the same time as we did here. Because remember, Bowling Green's at Central Time.
Right.
And Arnold takes that one high ball, 3-0. So they started their double dip at 5:35 Central Time. And Bowling Green leads that game 5-3 at the top of the sixth in game one, but they got to play a whole other game after that. 3-0 on Arnold leading off. Leach and Brito next. Blue Claws have already drawn four walks in the game, and now they've drawn five as the fastball misses outside and low. Four ball four. So Arnold aboard. The Blue Claws have had the leadoff man on base in five of the six innings tonight. You heard the chimes, and that walk was brought to you by PC Richard and Son, friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard and Son, the company you can trust since 1909. So the change, there was a change between innings. John McHenry is now in at second base, replacing Viondel Pena. Here's Leach, and he takes inside, one ball, no strikes. Ryan 0-2 today, grounded into a fielder's choice, but reached on a throwing error by Pena in the second inning, and then grounded out to third base, leading off in the fourth. Arnold, not a threat to steal, leads off first, and the hold by Chance Huff. Here's the pitch, and it's way outside. So Huff has missed with his first six pitches in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the catcher Romero will go out to the mound to talk to him. Nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen, so Mason Rodden, who got the last out of the top half of the sixth, as you would expect, will stay in to pitch the seventh inning. We'll let you know that Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz. That's biz.com. Here's Leach 2-0 taking, and it's low ball three, so seven in a row. Missing from Chance Huff to start the bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws 5 and the Blue Rocks 2. Blue Claws look for an eighth consecutive victory. 3-0 count on Leach. And the pitch is right down the middle for a strike. So, Tony, those winning streaks, April 29th through May 7th, 2017. Kannapolis and then at Charleston and at Columbia. The Blue Claws ended up one game away from sweeping a Southern swing, which is so difficult to do. 3-1. Hard liner back through the middle. There's a base hit. And the first Blue Claws hit for Ryan Leach. A clean single to center. Stopping in second is Arnold. First and second, nobody out for Brito, who's already hit a home run tonight.
Well, I don't know if there's anybody here from Canada, but quite a roar went up when Leach poked that single in the center
Adam
field.
Adam Litt, the hitting coach. Here is Brito, who not only, Tony, did he hit the home run, but his flyout to left was a loud flyout back in the fourth. So he is one for two. His home run before this, his most recent blast, was 358 days ago on May 16th last year for Clearwater against Bradenton. Shows Bud here, takes it outside, and the count one ball and no strikes. Odom, they say he didn't peel back in time, so strike one, it's 0-1. The other Blue Claws eight-game winning streak was 2016, August 19th through 26th, against Delmarva, Greensboro, and West Virginia. But I was looking at that 2017 winning streak this morning. And here's the pitch to Brito. Fouls it off to the right. And the count is 0-2. The seventh win of the eight was the Nick Fanny no-hitter in Columbia's. Remember, it was Kentucky Derby Day that year. And then the eighth win, Sixto Sanchez, was the winning pitcher the next day, an afternoon Sunday game at Columbia. And then the streak ended the last game of the trip Monday night. Brito tries to lay off a slider. Did he go? Yes, strike three. Punched out by the plate umpire, Damian Fry, did not appeal it. So Brito's out and one away. That's the second strikeout for Chance. First and second with one out. Here's a Marion Boyd, who has seen four pitches tonight. He's 2-for-3. Doubled on the first pitch in the first. Flew to center on the first pitch in the second. Then took a pitch and then singled in the fourth. So Marion, 2-for-3. He's up to 244 now on the year. First and second with one out. And here it is. He grounds this one back to Huff, who snags it nicely with a backhand and throws Boyd out. Put out goes 1-3, and there are two down. So, you know, that winning streak, you know, game started just looking at through the Blue Claws rotation. Will Hibbs, remember him, saved a few that year. But,
yeah.
I mean, that rotation was unbelievably good. It had Ranger Suarez, Bailey Fulton, Adonis Medina, Nick Fanny, Sixto Sanchez, and JoJo Romero. Five of the six starters in the big leagues. The other one was Fanny. All he did that year was throw two no-hitters. Here's Otto Kemp. Second and third. Takes a fastball high. It's 1-0.
That's incredible when you think about it. How many from that staff
Amazing.
Were or are in the big leagues.
And then there are some hitters that made the big leagues too. Mickey Moniak, Luke Williams, Derek Holm. 1-0 on Kemp. And swings and misses. Now, we don't have time to tell the story. We'll tell it later. Maybe in the next inning. But that was the team that should have made the playoffs the tiebreaker fiasco. Here's the 1-1, and that's in there for a strike. You know, another big leaguer from that team, he wasn't there at that time, that early year. Adam Haseley was the Phillies' first-round pick that year, and then later joined the Blue Claws Mauricio Yovera was on that team, and the bullpen, mostly he moved into the rotation later on. He made the big leagues. That one team might have had, I have to look it up, but might have had more big leaguers on that 17 team than any other Blue Claws team, as Kemp swings over the slider, strike three, and then retires the sun. That was a heck of a team. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played six innings here in Shoretown, 5-2 Jersey Shore. On Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Blue Claws lead at 5-2. We hit the seventh inning here in Shoretown. Jersey Shore looking for what would be their eighth consecutive win. And that would tie a club record done by the 2017 Blue Claws and the 2016 Blue Claws. We were talking off the air that 2017 Blue Claws had 10 big leaguers. Here's Kevin Mate.
Incredible.
And that one high and outside, one ball, no strikes. Ranger Suarez, Sixto Sanchez, Jojo Romero, Bailey Falter, Adonis Medina were five of the six starters. Fastball low, 2-0 on Kevin Mate from Mason, Rhode in the left hand. Then you had Mickey Moniak, Luke Williams, and Derek Hall. And then later in the year, the last couple of weeks of the season, you had Adam Hazley, who was drafted that year. That's a strike. Jersey Shore had won eight in a row late April into early May. And that doesn't even include Tony Nick Fanny, who threw two no-hitters that year and just had a magnificent season. But unfortunately, some injuries derailed him. But he was as swinging a miss in the count 2-2. I mean, that year, Nick was every bit as good as any of those
guys.
He was 9-2 with a 2.54 ERA in 120 innings over 21 starts. So, you know, we talked about how nowadays, you know, the Blue Claws have a bunch of guys pitching six innings in their starts. Nick almost averaged six innings in his start, and that was only 7 years ago, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Here's the 2-2 to Mate, slider way outside for Mason Roden, and the count 3-2. The 2016 team, if you remember that team, they were 4-16 to start the year, but then they just flew home. They easily won the second half, and they won eight games in a row there in late August, fouled off by Mate to the right out of play in the count. 3-2. And the winning pitchers, Tony, in those games, it's a good list. Alberto Torrado, Sir Anthony Dominguez, a lefty named Scott Harris was the winning pitcher in back-to-back days, back when they let pitchers pitch on back-to-back days. Fouled back by Mate in the count, still 3-2. Jose Tavares, Harold Aruz, newest Lehigh Valley Iron Pig, Tyler Gilbert, and then Alberto Torrado and Sir Anthony Dominguez. 3-2, and the pitch is outside, ball four. So Mason Ronan walks Mate leading off in the seventh. Blue Claws lead it 5-2. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Trey Harris.
Now this is all.
Oh, wait, you know what? I'm sorry. I misread.
Okay.
I misread. Harris didn't win back-to-back games. It was a suspended game, finished the next day, just listed twice. All right, my but they did let pitchers pitch on back-to-back games back then. Here's Trey Harris, who was 0 for 3, flew to center twice and grounded to short. Routed out of the stretch, Reyes holds the runner at first, and the fastball misses high at 89 miles an hour, and the count is 1 ball and no strikes. That Blue Claws team was, or finished the season that year with wins in 15 of their last 17 games, and stormed into the postseason. Unfortunately, they ran into a buzzsaw. The Rome Braves that year fouled back under the screen, and the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. With that rotation of Mike Soroka, Max Fried, Colby Allard, who is now a Philly, and Tuki Toussaint. And they beat the Blue Claws in 4 games that season. But that was also, that team was also really good. 1-1, the count on Harris. And he fouls it off to the right. So I guess we have to tell the story. So we talked about the 2017 Blue Claws. And that was the team that really should have made the postseason. They got a raw deal on a tiebreaker situation the first half of the 2017 season. And Blue Claws opened that year in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 1-2 pitch is outside, a sinker, and the count 2-2. And promptly swept the Intimidators in the first 4 games of the year. And they would play again, and Kannapolis won 2 of those 3, but Blue Claws won 5 of 7 from Kannapolis, something that they hoped would prove important, and unfortunately it didn't. Here's the 2-2 to the right-handed hitting Harrison. He pops it up in a shallow right. Kemp out the second baseman, backpedals a bit. He's there to his left to make the catch. 4 out number 1. So that year was a 70-game first half, and the Blue Claws played all 70, going 42-28. And then Kannapolis, unfortunately for them, had, or fortunately for them as it turned out, had 2 games canceled that year. So while the Blue Claws were 42-28, they were 41-27. When you looked at the standings, the two teams were tied. But the way the rules were written, it said that they would default to winning percentage, when in reality, breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, a slider, nothing. When in reality, they should have defaulted to the standings. So Kannapolis doesn't benefit by having 2 games canceled. Because, you know, you don't want that.
Right.
That's what happened. 0-1 on Bossier. And he lines one towards right center, cutting over Pineda, won't get it. Base hit, plays it on a hop. Mane goes to second, and here's Paul Witt, who's the tying run. Blue Claws lead it 5-2, 1 out, top of the 7th inning. And Jersey Shore does have action in their bullpen, and I believe that's Alex Rayo, who is throwing down there now. So, essentially what happened was, had they applied the head-to-head tiebreaker, and Rayo will be coming in, here's Greg Brodzinski to pull the plug on Mason Rodenstein. You know, had they applied, Tony, the tiebreaker, the Blue Claws would have advanced to the postseason because they won the head-to-head, but they default to winning percentage instead of standing, and they should have defaulted to standing. I think everybody understands, as Roden heads back to the dugout and Rayo jogs in from the bullpen. 5-2. Blue Claws, runners at first and second, one out. You know, look, if a team has 1 game canceled and they play different number of games, like, it is what it is.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but it happens. But because they played, because they were tied in the quote-unquote standings, they played 2 different number of games, applied the tiebreaker. Well, so a couple days before this potentially could knock the Blue Claws out, we told Marty Malloy, the manager, that this could happen. And wasn't overly thrilled with it.
No.
And then, unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. The Blue Claws did their thing, went 42-28. Kannapolis finished up 42-27 and benefited from playing 2 fewer games, made the postseason.
41-27.
Yeah, sorry, 41-27, correct. And, Marty was not happy. I don't really blame him, but that's the story. And that was that 2017 team that had won at 1.8 games in a row in the first half. And, again, that team was really good. It's actually better looking back at it than I remember it at the time. Maybe I'm just misremembering. But looking back on it, that team was really good. How many low-A teams had 5 major league pitchers in their rotation? None. Alex Rayo taking over for Mason Ronan. We're in the top of the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws have a 5-2 lead, but Wilmington has runners at first and second and just one out. Rayo on the year making his seventh appearance, 6 innings, 4 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He's walked 10 in 6 innings, and he has struck out 5. Had some control problems in his last appearance on Sunday against Bowling Green. Walked 3 batters and gave up a base hit in an inning and a third and 1 run. Right-handed batter Paul Witt stands in, and Rayo spins the back towards second. Alex was an eighth-round pick of the Phillies in 2022 out of the University of Notre Dame. Witt from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, went to Virginia Commonwealth. He was robbed of a base hit by Brito in the fourth, and he rips this one foul down the left field line out of play, and the count nothing and one. So Mason Ronan went two-thirds of an inning and allowed 1 hit and 1 walk. No strikeouts. He's responsible for both runners on base. Blue Claws trying to preserve this win for Stevenson Jimenez, who gave up 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings. And a breaking ball grounded hard up third foul by Witt, and the count is nothing and two. So Rayo is the third Blue Claws pitcher of the day. Still Tony waiting to maybe see Andrew Baker a little bit later on tonight, back from AA Reading. Blue Claws a couple of years ago, 2022. Here's the 0-2 pitch and a changeup. Good pitch. Barely got a piece. And Witt fouls it off to stay alive. The count remains nothing in two. Actually, that was the split, I think, from Rayo. Fastball splitter cutter for Alex, who's from Hope Sound, Florida.
Greg Witt is 0-for-3 tonight. He is 7-for-40 on the season. Has one home run, has driven in 4.
5-2 Jersey Shore, top of the seventh, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that's outside at 92 miles an hour. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Witt, is a 26-year-old. Has been a pro since 2021.
And the 1-2 bouncer foul down third. And the count is still 1 ball, 2 strikes.
He has the tying run. He does have 16 career home runs as a professional, the one this year.
After Witt, it'll be John McHenry will bat for the first time. Came on for defense in the last inning. In the dirt, the splitter. Blocked by Leach nicely, sprawling to his right. And the count is 2-2. So Rayo was ahead of Witt 0-2. It's now 2-2. Tying run at the plate for Wilmington, top of the seventh. Blue Claws have 5 runs on 6 hits, including a pair of 2-run homers. Splitter swing and a miss. Good pitch by Rayo. Gets Witt, strike 3, 2 down. First strikeout for Alex Rayo, and the 8th by Blue Claws pitchers here tonight. It'll bring up John McHenry. The 2-run homers by Jersey Shore, hit by Eric Brito and Cade Furtis, if you're wondering. So here's McHenry, who began the year with Fredericksburg, was 2-for-8 with them, now in high A with Wilmington, where he's 5-for-41 on the season. That's from the left side against Rayo. First pitch, another split, check swing, he went around, and the count nothing and one. Five to two, Blue Claws in the seventh. Jersey Shore looking for an 8th consecutive win. 0-1, splitter again, lined up first, that stays fair, and rolls down the right field line into the Blue Claws bullpen. Mane scores, Bossier heading to third, they're going to hold him there. Pineda got to it and fires a strike from the bullpen mound to home plate. It's a double for John McHenry, and the Blue Claws lead is 5-3. He just hooked it right down the line, Tony. It was only fair by about an inch or two, landing behind the bag at first. And Bossier goes to third. McHenry goes to second. And now a base hit by Maxwell Romero could well tie the game.
Blue Claws have had some opportunities to extend that lead when it was 5-2, but failed to cash them in. And now the lead very much in jeopardy here. Two outs.
Here's Romero, and the pitch is high, a fastball. And the Blue Claws will get somebody up in the bullpen down the line in right field. That is Charles King warming up. Rayo out of the stretch, and the 1-0. Splitters, swing and a miss, 1-1. That run is charged to Mason Ronan, who walked Mate to lead off this inning. And of the two on base, Bossier at third is Ronan's, and McHenry at second base is Rayo's. 1-1 on Romero, batting left. And a pop-up behind third. It looks like another splitter. And it's back out of play. And the count is 1-2.
Romero, 0-3 tonight, is now 10-64. Ninth round pick last year out of the University of Miami.
Rayo's thrown a lot of splitters in his three batters faced so far. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Another splitter blocked by Leach. Strike three. Applies the tag and the inning is over. So Alex Rayo gets a pair of strikeouts to end the seventh. McHenry gets the double to drive in the one, but that's all they get. One run on two hits, no errors, and they leave two more. They've left on seven batters in the last three innings. Stretch time here in Shorttown, 5-3. Blue Claws in front on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shorttown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Leandro Pineda, who extended his hitting streak to 10 games with a triple back in the fifth inning, is the batter for Jersey Shore. They lead it 5-3. New pitcher for Wilmington is right-hander Todd Peterson, and his first pitch is low. And the count, 1-1 on those strikes. 5-3 Jersey Shore. Pineda's walked twice and hit an RBI, actually technically a double. He went to third on the throw. So an RBI double for Pineda. And he's 1-for-1. The Knight fouls that one back. It's 1-1. Peterson was with Wilmington last year, 42 games, had a 4.85 ERA this year, 2 earned runs. And here's a fly ball foul by Pineda, or a ground ball foul by Pineda up third, 1-2. This year, 2 earned runs in 11 and a third innings, 8 hits, 6 walks, and 10 strikeouts. He's been with the Nationals since 2019. 26-year-old from Lake Mary, Florida, chops this one foul up first. And Peterson went to LSU before being signed by or drafted by the Nationals in the seventh round that year. He's yet to get to double-A. Pitch for Wilmington, 2021, 2023, and now 2024. He missed most of 2022 with injury. And a liner the other way by Pineda. That'll hang. No, it won't hang up. For Glasser drops in front of him, a base hit. I thought that was going to hang up for him. But Pineda's got himself another base hit. And Tony, just that was driven the other way beautifully into left field. So he is now on base for the fourth time today, and he is 17 for his last 37. And with that base hit, he is up over 300 now, and he just continues to rake for Jersey Shore, the 21-year-old. Reyes swings and misses, and the count, no balls and a strike. Felix has pumped to first, flown to center twice. He's 0-for-3. Charles King warming in the bullpen. Blue Claws lead at 5-3. King will come on for the eighth. And the 0-1 is slider low. It's 1-1-1. So I guess, Tony, the plan will be King for the eighth, and then maybe Daniel Harper, maybe Andrew Baker for the ninth. We'll see. Andrew Walling pitched the ninth yesterday and got a save. Harper has two saves on the homestand as Reyes squibs one foul behind the plate. 1-2. Blue Claws, mentioned before, came into the day just a game back of, or a game and a half back of first place Greensboro. One game back of first place Greensboro. Reyes chops one to short, could be two. Mane Fields goes to McHenry and throws it away. It goes back toward the Blue Claws bullpen in the foul territory on the right field side. Pineda coming around third. Here's the throw to the plate on a short hop, and it skips by Romero. Pineda scores, and Reyes goes to third. So Pineda scores all the way from first base on a routine grounder to short that Mane threw away, and the Blue Claws have a 6-3 lead. So that'll be a fielder's choice, E6 on Mane. That looks like a tailor-made 6-4-3 double play. On the error, Reyes goes all the way to third, and Pineda comes around to score. Infield is in. Here's Jordan Disson, who has walked, and he's 0-for-2, flown to center and pumped to short. Fastball for a strike. So Greensboro lost the first game of their double dip in Bowling Green. So if they lose the second game, the Blue Claws could end up in a first-place tie tomorrow, believe it or not. Remember, it hasn't been that long since they lost 8 out of 9. And 8 out of 9 on May 9th is almost a third of your games. And this in a half swing fouls it back. So not only, Tony, should that have been a tailor-made double play, 2 out, nobody on, 5-3, but it turns into now 6-3, and you have a runner at third, nobody out, and a chance to extend the lead to 4. 1-1, fastballs, or 1-2 rather, fastball strike 3 on the outside corner, and Disson down looking. So that's the first strikeout for Peterson, and the second out of the inning. And it brings up the left fielder, Kate Ferguson, who homered back in the third. Sorry, my mistake, first out of the inning. And it brings up Kate Ferguson, who hit a home run back in the bottom of the third. At the time, it gave the Blue Claws a 4-1 lead. Now they lead it 6-3. Ferguson's fastball strike call. That, but he's nothing in one. Ferguson's third home run of the year. And that ties him with Pineda for the team lead. Infield remains in with one out. Peterson's pitch swung on and missed. And the count, nothing in two. Charles King warming in the bullpen. He's got the eighth inning for the Blue Claws. Oh and two on Fergus. That one high and inside. And it's 1-2. Blue Claws came in today tied with Brooklyn. And they're in Rome tonight. No score, top half of the fifth. And they're also Jersey Shore tied with Wilmington, who's 15-12. Obviously, they would beat them in this scenario. Swing and a miss by Fergus, and that is strike three. Second out of the inning, and the second strikeout for Todd Peterson. And the batter is Zach Arnold. Claws up 6-3. Bottom of the seventh inning. Now, Tony, I'm not 100% sure. I think it is, though. It's starting to rain a little bit. Some light rain falling here. We see some more fans congregating under the overhang behind home plate. And also, before this inning, groundskeeper Stephen Gurton was talking with the umpires. Swing and a miss, a slider by Arnold, and the count nothing in two. So, because of all that, usually the one thing you never want to see in a baseball game is the groundskeeper talking to the umpires. That goes without saying. That means it's going to start raining soon. And we did see that. So, yes, it is light rain now. Obviously, nothing too crazy. 0-2 on Arnold with a runner at third. Takes outside 1-2. I do know the plan is to play, put the tarp on after the game. They do expect some rain overnight and through the early part of tomorrow. But hopefully it'll be okay tomorrow night because the Philly Fanatic will be here. And time called at home plate by Zach.
Philly Fanatic has mystical powers. He will not let it rain tomorrow night.
Yep, I thought only Jeff Brown could do that. Here's a ground that is short by Arnold. A step to his left for Mane. Gobbles it up, throws over to first, and the inning is over. So Arnold grounds out to short. Side retired. Blue Claws do get a run. One hit, one error, and one left. That run will be unearned. Jersey Shore 6, Wilmington 3. We go to the 8th on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So Charles King takes over for Jersey Shore. We head into the top of the eighth inning. Blue Claws 6 and Wilmington 3. King will face Will Frisell, Philip Glasser, and Daylon Lyle for the Blue Rocks. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Fastball down the middle, strike from King at 94, and the count is nothing and one. Frisell was 3-for-41 coming into today, and he's 2-for-2 with a walk in the ball game. King, a 6-foot-5-inch right-hander from Texas. Grounder up the middle, that's through into center. So how about that for Frisell, Tony? He matches his hit total for the whole season in this game, going 3-for-3 with a walk, and he's aborted first with nobody out. So Alex Reyes' day is over. He goes two-thirds of an inning and allows one hit, no runs, no walks, and he struck out two. So Charles King, the fourth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. 8 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 3 walks and 10 strikeouts for King so far. That one down it inside to left-handed hitting Philip Glasser, the left fielder, and the count 1-0. King last pitched on Sunday, one scoreless inning with a strikeout in that ball game for Charles. Four-seam fastball, a sweeper and a splitter for King. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball lined up third foul. 1 ball, 1 strike on Glasser, who's 1-for-2 with a walk here tonight. Glasser, 10th-round pick from Indiana. Of course, the alma mater of the one and only Mickey Morandini. Blue Claws manager and Phillies legend. Bouncer to short, could be two. Waiting on it, Brito goes to Kemp. There's one, slings it to first, not in time. Brito had to wait on it so as not to give himself a really tough hop, which was certainly the right move in a game in which his team leads by 3. But they can't get two because of it. 6-4, fielder's choice, one away. And that'll flip the lineup over and bring up Daylon Lyle. So, Tony, let's back it up. 2 hours and 10 minutes. Daylon Lyle hit a home run on the second pitch of the game, and then the Blue Claws made not one but 2 errors to allow Kevin Mane to reach base. It was not the most auspicious start to a ball game in history, but Jersey Shore leads it 6-3 with Wilmington batting in the top of the eighth, and the fastball's in there for a strike, and the count nothing and one. There was some light rain falling. It appears to still be the case, but nothing that would stop play. It did send a bunch of fans up to the concourse, and that one is tapped foul at home plate. That was the splitter from Charles, and the count is 0-2. King was more fastball, curveball, slider, changeup when he was pitching at TCU. But when he was working out a driveline over the winter, he changed things up a bit, worked on a splitter and a sweeper, changed his repertoire completely to complement that fastball. And the 0-2 is fouled off at home plate. That was the split again, and it's still 0-2. Rayo was throwing a bunch of splitters. Now King is 0-2 on Dalen Lyle, who's 1-for-4. The home run was his 10th as a pro, first of the season. He had 9 last year, 7 with Fredericksburg, 2 with Wilmington. Former second-round pick out of a Louisville, Kentucky high school. King, the 6-5 right-hander, high set, and the 0-2 pitch. Line in the air towards left center. Boyd charging over, and he's there from center to make the catch. And Marion Boyd got a good jump on that and runs it down for out number 2. And that'll bring up Kevin Mate, the shortstop.
Yeah, potentially off the bat.
That was hit hard.
It might fall in, but Boyd quickly made up the ground.
97 off the bat. So here's Kevin Mate, former Chicago Cubs farmhand. He signed for $1.5 million with them, came over to the Nationals at the deadline last year. He's been with Wilmington since then. And the sweeper in there, a strike, nothing in one. Today's 1-for-3. Reached on one error, but there were 2 in that event. Ryan Leach dropped the pop-up that would have retired Mate in foul ground, and then he reached on an error on Eric Brito. Fastball, that's Anthony's a strike, 95. That's the fastest pitch of the day so far for Charles King. And the count is 0-2. King was born in Coppell, Texas, went to TCU. 0-2 on Mate. And the pitch, sweeper, fouled off to the right out of play. And it's still nothing in two. King, after he graduated from Texas Christian with a biology degree, became a pitching analyst on the biomechanical side in the Padres system. Did that for 2 years, but still wanted to pitch, so left the Padres, went the drive line in Scottsdale for the winner, and here he is. That one a little high, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count 1-2. We did a podcast with him a couple of weeks ago that I urge you to listen to. He was just fantastic. And talked about how he applies everything that he was teaching pitchers to himself now. That's a sweeper down and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Kevin Mate. Trey Harris is on deck. He would be the tying run. Wilmington has 2 hits with runners in scoring position today, which is an improvement, but they're only 2-for-11. Not a scoring position situation here. Bouncer up the middle. Long run. Brito grabs it behind the back. Double clutch. Throw to first. He got him, and the inning is over. Brito had to go a long way for that flying in the hole. Goes up the middle. Makes the throw and retires Mate and the Blue Rocks. No runs. 1 hit and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the 8th, 6-3, Jersey Shore, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILBTV.org.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
you may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Nick Pogue, the new pitcher for Will McDivitt, go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws trying to tack onto this lead. It's 6-3. And Daniel Harper will come on for the ninth, which would be a safe situation if it stands here at 6-3. Leach, Brito, and Amari and Boyd. And Leach swings over the slider from Pogue, and the count is nothing in one. Nick Pogue from Melbourne, Florida, signed with the Nationals back in 2022. He comes on for Todd Peterson, who was unfortunate to give up a run. It was an unearned run in the seventh inning. Reyes grabbed it into what should have been a double play, turned into a throwing error, and a runner at third with a run scoring. Leach can't check his swing, high fastball, and the count is one ball and two strikes. So we'll give you the numbers on Pogue in a moment, and that misses outside. He's out of the University of Florida. Go Gata, as they say. 33rd round pick in 2018 by Colorado. Here's a high pop by Leach in the right center. Harris is there coming on the right fielder, shallow right center to make the catch. And Leach is retired one man away. 8 innings, 10 hits, 5 runs. He's walked 5, and he has struck out 9. So here's Brito, who hit his 4th professional home run back in the 2nd inning. First home run in 358 days, and a breaking ball's in there for a strike. He had the longest drought of any Blue Claw between home runs, with the exception of William Bergoya, who is still yet to hit his first as a pro. Good rip there by Brito. Fouls it back, and the count 1-1. We know Tony Brito can pick it. The question for him will be, will the bat come around? I will say this. He's looked a lot more comfortable at the plate in 2024, his second go-around in high A, than he did last year. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's, you know, despite not getting regular at-bats, because you have Bergoya and Brian Rincon, who man second and short most games. Brito punches this one in the air, shallow right field. Long run in. Harris toward the line. Dives. Can't get it. He traps it. Brito heading for second. Harrison off balance throw. That's offline. And Brito slides in with a double. A hustle double by Brito. Tony never stopped running. Good play by Eric. And he's in scoring position with one out for Amari and Boyd.
Harris made a game effort. Just couldn't quite get there in time.
Boyd is trying to do something that I don't know if it's ever happened before. As a leadoff batter, he's only seen 5 pitches in 4 at-bats. So will he, can he get to, can he have 6 pitches in 5 at-bats? We'll see. He's 2-for-4, so it's worked out. He doubled off the left center field wall on the first pitch thrown by starter Luke Young. Boyd has been very aggressive at the plate tonight, obviously facing Pogue for the first time. And Pogue calls time and summons the catcher, Romero, out to, or no, he doesn't. Looked like he was going to bring him out, and they figured it out. So here's Amari and Boyd. One pitch, 2 pitches, and 1 pitch in his 4 at-bats thus far. Here's the first to him, and it's a fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and one.
Before that pitch, I was going to remark that Witt, the third baseman, playing well back behind the bag would have been opportunity for Amarian to lay one down.
And the 0-1 swings at it, tips it foul at home plate. Count is 0-2. Tomorrow night, it'll be Aberson Castellano for Jersey Shore, who will be pitching for the first time as a 23-year-old, because he became a 23-year-old today. Happy birthday, Aberson. Then Braden Fosnot on Saturday, Starlin Castillo on Sunday. Runner goes to third, swinging a foul tip by Boyd off the catcher Romero. And back to second base goes Brito. Brito had a big jump, but with two strikes, pitch was close. Boyd had no choice but to swing. Brito is bidding for his fifth steal. Blue Claws do not have a stolen base yet in this series. And this would be the first time all year that they go three straight games without a steal. They did enter the day third in the Sally League in stolen bases with 44. 0-2 on Amarian Boyd. Brito leads off second, and the pitch is low, a slider from Pogue, and the count is 1-2.
Blue Claws have the runner at second here with one out. They have left a bunch of guys on base the last couple of innings, five.
Yeah.
A couple in scoring position.
Yeah, they're 1-13 with runners in scoring position in this game. Runner goes again, and Boyd lines one the other way into right field. That's a base hit. Brito never stops coming around third. He'll score without a throw. A three-hit game for Amarian Boyd, an RBI single here in the eighth. And Jersey Shore's got a 7-3 lead.
And a timely hit with the runner in scoring position. Everything could not have worked out better on that play. Brito running on the pitch, and Boyd serving it into right field. Now Boyd could try to take off here. Let's see.
He's 6-9, but 0-3 in this series. Not going on this pitch, and it's taken by Otto Kemp inside, and the count is 1-0.
Romero, the catcher, threw him out twice, trying to steal second on Tuesday night.
But as you asked Greg Brodzinski if it would impact anything, he said,
nope.
Pitch is outside, 2-0. So it's been a really nice night for Jersey Shore, and now Romero goes out to talk to Nick Pogue. Otto Kemp was 7-14 coming into this game in his last four games. 0-3 tonight, also was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the fifth. So Daniel Harper in the bullpen will come on for the ninth. It's no longer a save situation, though. Obviously with a four-run lead. It's Stevenson Jimenez, who was the losing pitcher in his first four starts of the season in line for a win here in his second straight start. This is sixth appearance. Here's Kemp. 2-0 count. Boyd not going. Pitch, big cut and a miss by Otto. And the count is 2-1.
Let's see if Boyd takes off here.
Pineda's on deck trying to, and he will, Tony, unless Kemp hits him to double play. Pineda will get a chance to reach base for the fifth time today. Kemp fouls one off at the plate. It's 2-2. Pineda has two walks, an RBI double, and a single. So it's been a good night here for Leandro. Are they playing The Gambler by Kenny Rogers?
I do believe.
That's not right. You got to know when to walk away, know when to run. They always run. Fouled off first base. I guess you do got to know when to run. Fouled off first base side by Kemp. And the count is still 2-2.
Bird.
They switched the country roads. Here's the 2-2. There goes the runner, and it's hit in the air to right field. Boyd's got to get back. Harris over toward the line makes the catch. Boyd racing back to first, but the throw's going to beat him. Caught on a hop by Bazier. Nothing Boyd could do. And Kemp flies into a 9-3 inning double play. So Pineda will actually not get a chance to reach base for a fifth time here tonight. Blue Claws do get a run. They do it on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left. We go to the ninth. Blue Claws lead it 7-3 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's-health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Daniel Harper takes over for Jersey Shore. We head into the ninth inning and the Blue Claws lead it 7-3, looking for their eighth consecutive win. Trey Harris, Brandon Bossier, and Paul Witt coming up here for Wilmington. And Jersey Shore can tie, their eighth straight win. This would tie the club record. They have won seven consecutive games. So Harper, the fifth pitcher of the day, he's in for Charles King. King went one inning, no runs on one hit, no walks, and no strikeouts. Harper, nine innings, six hits, three runs. He's walked seven, struck out 13. Right-hander from the Kansas City suburb, Merriam, Kansas, and went to Kentucky. Fastball, strike, nothing in one. 17th round pick of the Phillies in 2022. He has saves in his last two games, one Friday, one Sunday, and the 0-1 outside. This was a save situation when he was warming up, but obviously it is not a save situation now as the Blue Claws tacked on a run there. Run in the bottom of the eighth, and that one fouled off by Trey Harris on the right field line, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Harris, Bossier, and Witt. Blue Claws lead it 7-3 in the ninth. And Harper, a high set. The right-hander's pitch is lined towards second, softly hit right at Kemp, who has played perfectly up near the bag, makes the catch. And that's out number one, 2 outs away from Jersey Shore. We said it before, 2016 and 2017, the Blue Claws won eight in a row, but that's been it. They've never won nine, and they will have a chance to do that tomorrow. And this will be, if they hold on, they have a four-run lead with one out of the ninth inning. The third eight-game winning streak in Blue Claws franchise history. Harper's pitch to Bossier, fouled back into the screen, and the count is no balls and one strike. I asked Harper what he came on, a hook, line, and splitter, which we'll post tomorrow. Foul back by Bossier. Tony said, what sport do you like to play away from baseball? He said, pickleball. Yeah. And I said, you know, Jason Ruffcorn, former Blue Claw, now in the Seattle system, used to play that all the time and play with his dad competitively in Texas. And he said, yeah, that's who got me into it. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Slider got him. Strike three. Two down. So Harper gets his first strikeout. That's the 10th by Blue Claws pitching tonight. And it will bring up Paul Witt. And the Blue Claws are one out away from an eighth consecutive win. They could actually be in first place tomorrow. That would require Greensboro to lose the second game of their doubleheader, which is just underway in Bowling Green. Here's Witt, who's 0 for 4. First pitch is at the knees, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. Harper from Kansas. Went to school at Kentucky. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took something off of the count, 0-2. So now Jersey Shore one strike away from an eighth consecutive victory. And it's Harper trying to close it down. The right-hander, he is set in the chest. Here's the 0-2. Punched foul, first base. That's up to a luxury suite on our right. And to their credit, they're still here. And they get themselves the souvenir. Harper trying again to get Witt and the Blue Rocks Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball by him. Strike three. And the ball game is over. Daniel Harper shuts the door. And for just the third time in franchise history, the Blue Claws have won 8 in a row. They can win a franchise record 9 straight. Tomorrow night, your final from Shoretown, the Blue Claws 7 and the Blue Rocks 3. Very impressive ninth inning by Daniel Harper. 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts. And the Blue Claws have won 8 consecutive games since they dropped the opener of this homestand April 30th to Bowling Green. In fact, they're now 8-0 in May. So they will go for 9 tomorrow. Blue Claws won 8 in a row in 2016 and 2017. They've never won 9 in a row, but they can. 6:35 tomorrow night. 7 runs, 9 hits for Jersey Shore and 2 errors. For Wilmington, 3 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. The winning pitcher, the Jimmy. As Stevenson Jimenez wins his second straight start, he's 2-4. Luke Young takes the loss. He's 2-1. There was no save. Blue Claws are 17-13, 4 games over for the first time. Wilmington falls to 15-13 on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours and 30 minutes. Marion Boyd, 3 hits. Leandro Pineda, 2 hits. Eric Brito, 2 hits. Home runs for both Eric Brito and Cade Burks in the win. So Blue Claws have won 8 in a row. Tony's got the post game. Good night, everybody.
All right, Greg, as far as the Phillies are concerned, they have the night off. They will begin a 3-game weekend series in Miami tomorrow night. As for the rest of the Phillies affiliates tonight, well, Clearwater, which makes a habit of coming back late, whether it's home or away, and pulling victories out, did it again tonight. They scored 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning at Tampa to beat the Yankees affiliate 5-4. Clearwater in the Florida State League goes to 20-11. And Tampa is 10-21. Reading was trailing 3-0 to Hartford, the Yard Goats, the Rockies affiliate. That was in the fifth inning. Reading has stormed back now, and the Fighting Phils have the lead 9-5 in the top of the eighth in Reading. A couple of ex-Blue Claws have gone deep. Kendall Simmons, who was out on the IL, is back for Reading. He has homer tonight, and DLC, that's Carlos De La Cruz, has hit 2 for the Fighting Phils. And they lead Hartford 9-5, again, top of the eighth inning. In the Reading, by the way, is 13-16. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies lost to the Yankees 10-3. Both those teams are 2-2. As for the South Atlantic League, Greensboro began the night in first place, just a hair ahead of three teams, including Jersey Shore and Greensboro. Pirates affiliate dropped the first game of a doubleheader to Bowling Green, who we saw here last week. Greensboro loses 6-3 to fall to 16-12. While Jersey Shore now goes to 17-13, Greensboro still has another game to go this evening. Here in Lakewood, it was Jersey Shore winning at 7-3, 7-9-2 for the Blue Claws, 3-9-2 for the Blue Rocks. Jimenez pitches into the sixth inning to get the win. He is 2-4, and Luke Young takes the loss. He is 2-1. Jersey Shore, 17-13. Wilmington, 15-13. These two teams will go at it again tomorrow night. That's scheduled for a 6:35 start. For the Blue Claws, Iverson Castellano, a right-hander, 0-1 with a 3.78 ERA, goes against righty Riley Cornelio. He's 2-3 with an earned run average of 4.79. So the Blue Claws are closing in on the division lead, and we'll be watching that. I know it's early yet in the season, but we'll be watching that Bowling Green Greensboro second game tonight. Greensboro in the lead to start the night in the division. Fell to Bowling Green in game one of the doubleheader tonight, 6-3. They're just underway in game two. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media, Taylor Petrangelo and Laura Elizabeth, along with Greg Jamborisi. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Final score here tonight in Lakewood. The Blue Claws win it as they defeat the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Final score, 7-3. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.